Yo, yeah. What's happening, man? It's the Sideshow.
It's the Sideshow.
Hey,
every day.
Hey,
every day.
Hey.
Now, when I ride, I never hide. So when I'm in the show, it's side.
I thought you was about to really get it.
Oh, that's these 50s. Is that one of yours?
It's the intro.
Yeah. It's the intro. Everybody got a spit a block coming through like this, and don't be scratching on your teeter tots, cause I'm trying to.
Ooh, what's that? I sound like Kendrick Who? Lamar?
No.
If a guy who will see me when I ride.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Wait a minute.
Can we do it over?
Yeah, I was about to say. And you act like you can't rap. Hey, man, give me one of them old school joints from 48.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you do. Let's go.
Yeah. Swing one in the building.
Hey.
You know he about to spit when he starts to.
Hey.
Okay, here we go.
Hey. I was in the fast lane and I was picking my nose and. In my work clothes.
What happened to 40?
Cadillacs. I was 48. I'm 49, going on 50 this year. Oh, you mean the street? The 48.
Don't take no shit.
I remember that
shit. Some might switch, but you can't get with this. You probably can't comprehend, my friend.
So, you know what I found?
Again and again.
We're quiet in the room and everybody pay attention and listen to this hustle shit that I'm about to mention to my peoples, my kinfolks, my cousins, my bloods, and let me share this crazy shit that I've been thinking of. Yeah. 48, 36, don't take no shit. Some might switch, cause you can't get with this. You probably can't comprehend, my friend, so you rewind my shit. Cause from beginning to end, all these clones, floozies, all these fucking groupies who jacks and whack tracks all seem to confuse me, man. I ain't with all the sampling shit, so turn down the noise and let the drum track kick so I can flow. Like never before, swings at your dough, toss some rocks at your window, aggravating, irritating your brain a shot. I got you yelling and screaming until I stop. I can't quit, you got me lit. Here's the pipe, the Brillo pad, I'm the dope, so take a hit. Of this young fast and always harassing, suck a punk MC who's worth.
You know what I found? I don't know if you sent it to me, but for some reason,
man.
The song with me and Mafia is on my motherfucking computer.
I know, because I sent it to you. I don't know. What would you do if you was always.
It didn't even sound that bad. I thought it sucked.
Hey, Mafia, man. What's up, Swing? I want to ask you a question, man. For real, man, I'm serious. I want to ask you a question, nigga. Check this out.
What would you do if you was always broke? What would you do if you didn't have a place to live? Now, would you sell you a whole lot of crack? Or would you move in with a bitch with hella kids? Well, it's me, that nigga that's always stuck like Chuck. I be like in and out of jail. It's like I can't get enough of all these problems. Just from all these dreams I be chasing. Awaiting my court, they wondering how much time I'm facing. I did crime on these streets, but was awakened. How can I sell dope and dream of building a black nation? Killing off my own people, committing genocide. A dream of changing all the bad things that I did in life. Get on my knees and pray, ask the Lord for forgiveness. Show me a better way to live this lifestyle that I'm living. I'm thinking, what am I to do with myself? I exaggerate instead of saying what I really feel. What it boils down to is that I'm stuck all alone. I hardly see my daughter, can't call her mother on the phone. Because of the restraining order that she got against me, I can't even picture the next time I'll see my baby. In my months of summer, I watch my blue skies turn gray. Every day I pray that I live to see another day. I have no way of knowing when my time decides to come. Until that dreadful day, I want to be close to my loved one. Who I got to cry to, fool, I'm a loner. I talk to myself, sipping McNaughton's on the corner. Trying to analyze a little shit that I be thinking of. Denying that I'm stressing, but my whole life's a meme mug. Except my beautiful baby, Aisha and Jeanette. With this child, I'm blessed, even though I'm stuck in this world of stress.
You know what I'm saying?
What would you do if you was always broke? What would you do if you didn't have a place to live? Now would you sell you a whole lot of crack? Or would you move in with a bitch with hella kids?
No, that song was great, bro. Like, I think we did it at Sideways.
He said, what's up, Swing, man? I said, what's up, Mafia, man? These hoes got me depressed, man.
Would you move in with a bitch with hella kids?
No, it wasn't even that one. It was a different one.
Oh.
close the window, G. I think I feel a draft. Let me tell you my philosophy for tricks in the past. I may be black and I may be fat and I may be wide, but my pockets are stacked. And I can't afford to be anywhere you wanna. Quick to talk shit, to talk run up and you're a goner. It makes me feel good just to know that you're sweating me, jocking me, paging me, break your neck to see me from the start. I was never worried about the youth talking smack behind my back, but in the end I knew the truth. Now that it's out in the open, you're hoping that I don't spill the beans, but too late I've already spoken.
And was he wasn't out going for broke.
And it was a song with me, you, fucking Mike B.
No, you got a song with Mike B. That's crazy, bro.
And we was just freestyling. I don't even remember the rap I was saying. I was like,
these bitches blowing up my pager, going through the stage of being a money hungry motherfucker. Money is my savior, yeah. Motherfucker never falling for the okey-doke. Cutthroat, I ain't no joke. You want a dose and take a toke. Coming down, a nigga that don't be fucking around. From the south to the future sound, a niggas in front, I got a clown. Let me through, I gotta give me props. Be props up on the other side, steady. Yeah, I thought you knew that I was a young, fast, shun quick. Niggas be talking shit cause I hate it from the love sick. My grain, steadily fucking with my brain. 20 mad dogs, 11 a night train. Did it ever manage to crack my lid? Well, in fact, it did. Like the Nevada cell, matter cell, straight jacketed. Hold on the mic in my grip with my lips to the mesh. I like my blood fresh, sick of my teeth underneath human flesh. Bodies will litter the streets before I'm through. You can't fuck with a psycho, I thought you knew.
You got the, this ain't no motherfucking love song.
Oh, that was the cut.
You don't remember that either?
Yeah, that was the cut.
You know, you remember the verse?
No.
Ah, man. What about MASH? You remember MASH?
I remember MASH.
Rap that shit, nigga.
No, I got new shit, nigga.
Oh, you ain't got no new shit.
Man, push play, nigga. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. No, I don't. I don't remember none of that shit. Damn, that sucks.
I wish I had that. If I found that, that want want joint is on here. So, here. There you go.
Did you be playing it when people fuck up? You're out of pocket. You really got up there off YouTube?
I did. I got this.
Man, I didn't know you was recording, man. I would have been ready.
We're recording now. You ready?
But we already started like three times.
This is the podcast, bro.
We could do that.
Man,
I want to give a shout out to a new podcast coming near you. It's called Mood Swing. Check
Mood
me out.
Mood Swing. Hey, man, that shit's going
to
be dope.
Oh, you gave me swang. And I need a theme song, bro.
That's how it go?
No, I'm just saying.
That shit was filthy.
I need a fucking give me swing. You remember that?
Yeah.
You hear the one I took from Paul Wall? Swinging in the Rain. That's my shit.
That's the song?
Yes, it's called Swinging in the Rain. He's talking about driving the whips in the rain.
Yeah, how they be swinging at
but the intro I used goes perfect with my name.
Well, we gotta make that shit, bro.
Just all my niggas hustling in the rain. Put your windows up and let's go swing.
Man, where my motherfucking phone at, man?
Where my motherfucking phone at?
Hey, man, I got some questions to ask you, man. Hold on.
All right, go ahead. I'm gonna sing Old Negro Spirituals till you come back.
All
right. Hold on, black man.
What I do with that?
Went down in Babylon.
Why you always play? You always sing that song.
Go now. That's the only song I sing. You know how Nessa used to only sing Lift Every Voice? That's my song. Low down, white man. Let my people go.
What I do with my horn? Oh.
This nigga's stupid. This nigga looking for his phone that he's recording on.
Hilarious.
I don't know where my phone is. Hey, as soon as I took my phone out the case, nigga, it broke in 30 places. Hey, look. Soon as I took it out, I had this phone for hella.
Oh, you did one of them.
As soon as I took the case off, I gave one. I fumbled.
Fumbalaya. All right. We're back, man. This is a side show.
Can we start over? That was the wackest intro ever. Can we just start over, cut from the beginning?
All right.
Let's go. Yeah. Sideways. Yeah. Sideways.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey. Hey.
Got these hookers on their head screaming mayday. Got them spinning like they got some yatins on the freeway. They said they can't go straight. I said, hell no, they. You must be driving motherfucking sideways, nigga. Sideways, nigga. She had the wig, had it cocked to the left side. I moved it over, then I cocked it to the right side. She wasn't folks, so I told she was a gang sign. So I pulled up on and said, sideways, nigga. We don't go front, we don't go back, we don't go side to side. We only go sideways, nigga. Sideways, the podcast. My man RC the Chocoholic.
This is a sideshow.
Oh yeah. Why I get side? Oh, it's Sideways Production. Oh, okay.
Sideways Music.
Sideways Music. Sideways Podcast. Okay, I'm fucking up.
All right, so let me introduce my my guest slash co-host slash probably gonna always be in here doing some or other.
With no socks, that's my new shit.
Yeah, man.
Don't jock, cause I ain't got on no socks.
Man,
y'all right me.
Ankles exposed.
Ooh, hold the bitch's ankles, nigga. Put the evidence behind your head.
Put the evidence behind your head.
Swallow the dick and put the what he said. Swallow the evidence. Put the dick behind your head.
Put the dick behind your head.
The police is coming.
Lock the door. First of all, veteran comedian. Well, yeah, pretty much a veteran comedian at this point.
Think about that. That's fucked up.
No, it ain't that fucked up.
Let me tell you something.
Comedian, I've been doing it for what, about 22 years now?
Let me tell you something.
25 years. No, 20.
I'm going to tell you when I started.
2002. Yeah, so that's 11 years.
That
wait,
that nigga still
21
can't count.
Years. 21 years that in the
nigga,
game.
That nigga can't count.
All right.
That's why he got GED.
Also,
that's general education on decency.
Also, a little known fact, one of the original members of, first of all, First Class Citizens, also associated with Lovesick Rhymers.
Lovesick Rhymers. The OGs, OGs. Them the OGs, OG.
Never heard his songs because every time they did a song, he was in jail.
You know what's funny about that? That's a lie.
That is not a lie. You remember I was sitting there and it was like, swing one, you missed this one. And then you came to my house and dissed him.
I got a song
uh-huh.
with Lil J.
Oh, that's right.
Called Soloism. That was way back in the
Soloism.
Day.
Soloism. The S, the double, the E, the E, the N, the G.
Then I got a song with my first demo I did with E's. Shout out to E's. Lovesick Rhymers.
Man, shout out to them.
This is a Lovesick Padat Rash. I did a song, my first song I did with Lovesick Larry and E's, and it was called This Shit Is Poetry.
Oh, I remember that song.
Wait, how'd it go? What was the bass line? Boom.
Poetry.
I remember that shit.
What song is that?
MC Swing singing rhymes.
Don't give me that. Say the rhyme.
Man, I don't remember that shit.
No, try.
It don't even sound right.
Man, my voice was different.
My voice was like MC Swing saying rhymes to your desire. Put a mic in my hand and it will catch fire. See, kicking down doors. See, that's how it sounded back then. Perpetrator, see my crew and do the 100-yard dash.
That's crazy. Hey, if you call Poncho right now, he could recite my first rhyme. I'm sure he could.
Hey, I bet you didn't know my rap name was Icy Rob.
I did know that. Icy Rob. How did the rhyme go with
call
that?
Poncho.
Icy Rob.
I'm Icy Rob. I make the girls throb, and I'm not a refugee from the mob. But I ain't going to lie. My homegirl wrote that rap for me in middle school.
Yeah, because what the fuck is
shout
that?
Out.
What's a refugee from the mob? What's that mean?
Shout out to Evelyn. She was a ghostwriter. Yeah.
She wrote your rhyme?
She wrote my... She
wait
wrote,
a minute. A girl wrote your first rhyme?
Evelyn Sutton.
Really? She gonna put her name out?
I was... Yeah, that's my own girl.
MC Evelyn, shout out.
Hey, she was dope, too. She was a ghostwriter, nigga, in middle school. She was writing everybody's rhymes. She probably wrote some of Schoolboys.
Where was you at? Meanie?
Meanie, nigga. Evelyn Sutton. She's about 6'2".
6'2"?
Evelyn was hella tall.
Damn.
Damn, I ain't thought about her name in years.
Why'd you look up just now, though?
Because I just thought about that.
And she might not have been that tall. I was hella short in middle school.
I was just a little guy.
Yeah, just a little guy.
So I got, you know, some little topics we could probably mess with. And this, you know, of course, this is something that you're familiar with, I'm sure. Jail stories.
First of all, that's why this nigga ain't got no friend. Nigga, I was in jail, nigga, when the nigga took your motherfucking lunch. And I was like, storm my nigga out.
You was in jail with me?
Yeah.
He wasn't in jail with me.
Hey, they got that on the Life movie. That was real shit. That was RC's life.
When they did what?
When the nigga was trying to take your cornbread. I was like, let him get his own portion of cornbread.
My fucking cornbread. You can't have my cornbread.
Fuck you. Get your own portion of corn. Don't let him talk to you, nigga. You're going to be washing this drawer.
Part two of this killing spree going to wind up
on
right
your
here.
Ass.
In here on your ass.
But hey, after you got his ass, he said, he didn't get my cornbread. Claw fuck.
No, this is not about cornbread. It's about jail. But I'm just saying.
Shout out to Cornbread Washington.
I mean, you were a bad kid, bro. Like you,
not bad. I was just a little overly active.
Okay, so you got so overly active that you went
nobody
to
understood
jail
me.
A couple
they
times?
Didn't understand me. Man, I just wanted to be what I wanted, and I couldn't afford to be what I wanted.
What? Hey, can you talk about your first time you went to jail?
I don't remember.
Why are you lying? I don't remember nothing on
the
show.
Who remembers their first time? I don't remember that.
It's like your pastor watching or something?
Nobody.
You don't remember how to rap? You don't remember?
I don't remember shit, but how to spit this shit, nigga.
Man, this is going to be a whack-ass show.
That's because of you.
All right. Okay, I'll tell you about the first time I went to jail. You know,
I was there.
You wasn't there.
I was there.
You wasn't there?
I was.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you was bullshitting.
I was bullshitting?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You know what? You're not a good podcaster. You used to be dope.
I'm hella dope.
Man, come on with that, bro.
But you telling the story. How you want me to remember your story? When the last first time you went to jail?
I don't need to talk about that. Let's talk about yours.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I'll talk about the first time I met you.
It's the takeover. let me ask you the questions. When the first time you went first time I went to jail, I think it was for something stupid like not having my license on person. It was
wait, the first time you went to jail, you was already old enough to drive or not?
You talking about well you didn't say juvenile, you said jail.
Oh, I just you know, yeah.
First time I went to jail. First time I went to jail, I think it was for trying to steal a car.
Trying to?
Yeah.
You got caught?
Yeah, we didn't steal the car.
What happened? Statute of limitation is way past and gone.
Nah, it ain't that long. So we wanted to go to a Heavy D concert.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't had no way to the Heavy D concert.
Mm-hmm. So one where of my partners, downtown, Paramount?
One of my partners, I'm going to leave his name anonymous. I'm going to call him Deuce.
Deuce?
Yeah, I'm going to call him Deuce. So Deuce said, steal the motherfucking car and go to the concert. I said, how the hell we gonna steal the car? Said, just take the motherfucker. So the other nigga, I'm gonna call him Stale. I'm gonna call him Stale One. So we got Deuce and Stale One, and then we got Carrie. No, not Carrie. That's not a good name. Laird. No, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to say that.
We're going to call him White Guy.
White Guy.
The White Guy. People think he's funny. So me, Deuce, and Stale decided we was going to steal the car. So dude pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you how all long ago this was. It was a fucking Citation. Who remembers the Citation?
Ooh, the Chevy Citation?
With the round, but it was clean. It was red.
The D cars?
Dog.
Yeah.
It was the one with the round hatchback on the back.
Yeah, yeah.
This motherfucker had the red inkies on it, the tinted windows, and it was beaten out of control. Cause he pulled up playing boom, 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 boom.
Boys in the hood.
So anyway, this motherfucker pulled out. I said, hey man, you know what time it is? That motherfucker lifted up put up his watch and I just hit him.
You punched him?
Yeah, we all started punching him. Bing, 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 bing. We trying to pull him
out.
Was
he older than y'all?
I don't remember. I don't think so. He couldn't have been because he was driving. I think he was just one of the rich white kids.
He had a Citation with inkies on it.
Yeah, it was clean. Wow. It was clean and it was beaten. And I don't even think none of us knew how to drive at the time. So we tried to pull him out. This motherfucker would not let go of the steering wheel. I don't give a fuck how many
times. You hit him while he was in the car?
Oh yeah, he was in the car.
Oh, Oh man, you gotta.
He wouldn't budge, and he was like, "Nah!" All of a sudden, the police just whoop 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 whoop. Let me tell you something. You fuck with a white person in broad day and see how fast the police come. Like, we didn't even get, like, we weren't even really beating him up. We were just trying to get him to let go of the steering wheel. Nigga, I hope he's not watching. He's like, motherfucker.
So, well, how many police was it?
Like, first it was one. Mm-hmm. One came, just swooped in. Then another one came. He was like on his way. I don't know. He must have had a fucking panic button in his car. And we just all broke, nigga. And we just all ran. And it was so, dude. We all split up. And hilarious. All of a sudden, we were running. And it was like, we were like hopping fences and running through backyards.
But you guys were separate.
We're separate. Okay. I think, who was with me? The white guy
uh-huh. was with me. Oh, so you weren't separate. Then you.
But it was a bunch of us. But we all separated in couples.
Right.
So me and him ran. We're running. So I'm following this motherfucker because he's tall. So he's just hitting fences. Yeah. Getting over shit. And it was this one fence. And it was hella low. It's like a little picket fence. So we just think we finna jump this fence, nigga. He jumped first and I jumped like we're both in the air, nigga. And I'm looking down. It was a fucking cliff, nigga. And this nigga, it's sticker bushes. And this nigga's shirt that went over his head and it's just skinning his whole back. And I'm in the air laughing so hard at this nigga in agony, nigga. That was the funniest shit I ever seen. And I'm just like, so he was breaking my fall, but he was hurt, nigga.
Oh, you fell on him?
Yes, because he jumped first. It was a, nigga, it was a cliff. It was like a bear trap. And we jumped this shit, nigga.
And you were just in sticker bushes, dog. In the blackberry bushes.
It seemed like we were falling forever. And then somehow we finally hit something, the ground. We got up, get up. We running again, and I'm still laughing at this nigga because his back is hella bloody.
He's trying to run and laugh.
Somewhere we ran into steel. I don't know how we met up, but somehow we all running together like, nigga, where you come from? And you can hear the pulse.
They're behind you?
Whoever the police was a fucking athlete because he was on our ass. I don't even know how he caught up to us after we fell. But all you hear is, and he was like, stop right now. I'm going to, I don't know if he said shoot. But
yeah, they didn't have no tasers back then.
Nigga, we was not stopping. This motherfucker threw his flashlight and hit one of my partners. I mean hard. Like that, one of them
the mag light?
Nigga.
That is a weapon, bro.
Nigga, that nigga just. That shit said tink. Nigga, after I seen that, nigga, I just stopped and laid down. Like, nigga, okay.
Right. So you surrendered? Why? Did you think he had another flashlight?
Nigga, he's about to kill us. Next was the gun. I wasn't playing. But nigga, it was so crazy because we started like in Lake City. And after we got done hitting bushes and running and shit, I think we was damn near in Shoreline.
Oh man, that's way. Because
when we finally got us in the car and we was passing, like nigga, we ran that far, we was out of there.
That's almost across the freeway.
Dude chased us. He like most cops would have just quit.
Yeah,
because we was jumping through some dangerous shit. He would not stop, nigga. That motherfucker.
You guys assaulted that young man, allegedly.
Yeah, I was in juvenile forever.
Okay, so tell me, like you lay down. Do they like? Snatch your arms and like,
yeah, man. Oh yeah, they beat us up.
They beat you up.
They was mad because a couple of the officers got fucked up when we jumped off that cliff. Like for real, that cliff was no joke. And I think the only reason I didn't get hurt was because one, I was drunk. For two, I was laughing, so my adrenaline it wasn't hurting me. Oh, and I was like athletic kind of back then. So shit, like if I did that shit today, then I'd be in the hospital.
Man, shoot,
but nigga. And I was fast, as short as I was, man. Right. I was fast as a kid because I was keeping up with a white guy.
Right, he had them long legs.
Oh, man. That nigga was hopping him, and it was so funny because he hopped the fence like he had it. It was the funniest. It's like it slowed down. That nigga jumped and just
like what the fuck?
We were gonna die.
I paid money to see that.
We're gonna die.
Okay, so you're on the ground. They snatch your arms. They beat you up, didn't they?
So here's the cold part.
Uh-huh.
They were going to PR me because I had never been in trouble.
Personal recognizance.
And they called my dad. Uh-huh. And they was like, hey, we got out. No, I called him. Was like,
I don't know what happened. They think we stole something. I didn't do anything.
Lying.
Down the street.
Way out of pocket.
And I said, they said y'all can go home if you come get him. I said, he said, put him on the phone. And he said, keep him there. And hung up, nigga. I was so mad at this nigga. This nigga just left me.
Your daddy.
Dog, this nigga left me.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
I never forget that shit.
Keep him there. And so they, okay, so they wouldn't PR.
He said, well, we can either keep him. I don't give a fuck what you do with him. I'm going to do that to DeAndre one day.
DeAndre, he's not doing no stupid shit like you
do. Oh, he do the stupid shit, just not like I do.
I'm trying to get to the good parts. I mean, well, this all good so far.
What is shit good about that? No. Man, my life was ruined.
Really?
I'm glad you amused off of this shit.
Dude, this shit is funny.
You fucking asshole.
Look, so you was in jail and like, did you have to do like the walk? Did you have to like change your clothes and like and have the blankets? And you was walking like this with your blankets and
you know what? I hate to say this, but at first everybody was, you know, niggas was scared. Niggas ain't never been to jail,
right?
But once we got in there and seen the homies was in there and shit,
you just saw hella homies in there.
Like, that shit was fun, nigga. We was in there kicking it.
You had fun in jail?
And they was giving us snacks and shit.
Where was the juvenile at? Is that place down there by the...
I ended up going to...
That's not the place in the CD.
Yeah, at first I was in the CD. Then it was kind of full, so they shipped me out. They was going to send me to, like, Green Hill or some shit.
Yeah, I remember Green
but
Hill.
But some... It was like... I don't know if it was full or something. They ended up sending me to, like, Thurston County.
Oh, shit.
Some Thurston County juvenile.
I didn't know where that
was. But the homies was out there, too. I was like, yeah, it was fun.
How long was you in there? Damn. You went to juvenile, so you got processed. Did you go to court and shit?
Yeah. So they gave us like four counts of some bullshit. And so they ended up, it was only like 4 or 5 months.
I can't believe y'all are trying to take that man's car.
They gave me like 30 days for each one. So it was basically like 5 months.
Oh, you was in there for 5 months?
Yeah.
How old was you?
I was young. I mean, was a juvenile. Now, that wasn't 18. I was a kid.
No, but I'm saying though that had to be around the time.
I think when
they made that song, and it was like swing one, you missed it.
Oh yeah, that is definitely the same time.
That was the same time because I kept hearing about. I was like, who is?
No, hell no, no. Swing one. That was way before them.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, way before. Yeah, oh, it was way before that. Yeah, because we was in high school, so
yeah, we was kids. Oh, okay. Everybody was in high school.
Man,
I was down for hella.
I mean, what did you do in there? Like, what was, like, it was juvenile.
It was fun. Like, we went to school. We had, like, certain parts of the day. Like, once a week, this dude would come and he'll sneak us in, like, double cheeseburgers and shit.
Word.
And he was supposed to be in there counseling us, but we was in there kicking it.
That's crazy.
We'd go outside, fuck with shit. It wasn't even like, and I think it might have been girls there.
And, like, co-ed? Like.
Yeah, I mean, like, they had their side, we had our side, but when we go outside, we mingle. So, you know, we'd be like, everybody, like, we used to fold our clothes under the mattress and shit, make it look like it was iron.
And
we got to wear our own shoes. So you have on the fresh shoes, and then you have on your little jail pants and your t-shirt. We had little creases in them and shit.
Who brought you the shoes?
It was just the shoes you went to jail with.
Oh, okay.
So if your shoes happen to be fresh, you was dope.
Yeah, so you...
But I think you can have shoes. Like, your parents could bring you shoes.
You didn't get no shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, your parents brought you shoes?
No, I had some dope shoes on when I went, so I was good.
So you had the same kicks on for 5 months.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's crazy.
Everybody was trying to look fly. Then we got somebody in there could kind of cut. He was fucking everybody's lineup. But this dude, you know, was fresh to us. We're like, yeah, nigga.
He's cutting hair. It's like a little, it sounds like a baby prison.
It was, basically.
He said, we had fun.
And I remember, dude, I never forget, like, we had to be in this. The first one was fun. The second one was weird. The second one, we was actually locked up.
Oh, wait, like, what you mean the second time you went to jail or like?
No, the second, when they was transferred me.
Oh, they transferred. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It was like, we was in an actual two-person little tank.
Well, so you had a roommate?
Yeah, and it was me and this fucking rocker. White dude, I hated him.
Why?
I don't know. He just... Okay, for one, they had this radio.
Mm-hmm.
But the central controlled the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So you hit the thing and they change it.
They change it every time you hit
it? Yeah, you hit it, they change the station. I think it was only a couple stations. So it was either rock or like whatever their Cube 93 was at the time, like right. a black station. Probably so I hit it on the K-Fox black station. This motherfucker hit it. No, it wasn't K-Fox. We was in Thurston County. It was some bullshit. Hmm. So we would fight over the radio. But this motherfucker was, one thing I give him, he was hella cool. He worked out every day, right? Mm-hmm. And he kind of, and I used to watch him like, you don't need to do that shit. I beat your ass. This white boy was strong.
Mm-hmm. How'd you find that out?
Shit, because he worked out
every day. I thought he was like.
He was hella yoked. I walked in there like.
You fought him or something.
Oh, we fought. That's how we got cool.
Oh, you fought him?
We fought over the radio.
In the cell?
In the tank, yeah.
Nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
How long was the fight?
Till we got tired.
Oh, nobody came?
Nah, nobody came.
Well, I mean, like, what was the conversation after that? You guys?
Nah, we was cool. He was just like, you know, he's like, I've never seen a fat dude strong. Like that. I was like, fuck you, I ain't fat. He's like, no, you are. He's like, but you're fucking strong. Why don't you ever work out? And I was like, I don't need to work out. He was like, bro, you should work out. And then he was like, because this is the prison. And then he talked me in. Remember when I got out and I was all buff and shit? It was because of this white boy. We was in there just.
I don't know, because I probably met you like. I don't think.
Oh,
I met
after you, that, buddy. Yeah. This motherfucker was yoked, dog. He had me doing the push ups on the chair and on the bed with the.
Yeah.
But yeah, we ended up being hella cool after that first.
Did you ever see him after that? Well, it was Thurston County. No. Yeah, that was far away.
Hell no.
That's crazy. So, okay. So check it out. So you get out, and then what'd you do? You just went back to school?
When?
When you got out of jail.
I don't remember. Nope, because I got out in the summer.
Oh, you got out in the summer. Oh, it was on. I was out here buff.
What the hell is that?
Oh, shit.
Damn, fat palms.
And the fat fingers.
No, I got out in the summer, and I remember I got out and kid and T's and all the niggas pulled up on me and shit. Dude. I might be mixing it up when I got out of jail. I think I might be mixing the times
That's another time. And you came outside with like this little sack on your shoulder.
Hey, I was sprung. Them niggas came and got me. I didn't even knew they knew I was in there. Them niggas picked me up. My sister, T's, kid. I already said their names. Fresh.
Yeah, he said stale. Now you said fresh.
Yeah.
These kids.
Oh, shit. So I'm sorry, but
what?
We got to wrap it up.
Oh, we got to go? Okay.
This is practice anyway. Don't post it.
How much? This is dope. How much longer you got?
I don't. I got to get
it. Oh, you got to get it. Yeah. Hey, so, you know, this is the side show. A little snippet. You know what I'm saying?
Big snip.
Nah, that was dope. Like that. That was.
It wasn't dope, man. You just wanted me exposing my business. You didn't say nothing about none of your stories.
I was about to, but then now you got to go. So
you liar.
We
can't.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me put in my address. See how long it's gonna take me to get there.
It might be some traffic.
You if
might
have I left
to,
right now,
you might have to get. Dang time.
It says I'm only 20 minutes from here. This can't be right.
20 minutes from your job?
Yeah, this ain't right.
Dang. I thought you lived work down the street.
And it. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not. I moved.
Oh, you moved?
I switched bases, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Moving on
up. Well, you know.
To the east side.
We'll do it again some more soon.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
In the sky. I'm moving on up.
Moving on up.
Nah, fuck that. You gonna tell one of your stories before we get off this phone.
So I got in trouble with JT.
It's always JT.
Like he's been in jail more than both of us. But got in trouble with him.
What kind of trouble?
Man, so they said somebody had pulled a gun on somebody and they
Well another.
Yeah, they had said that, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Ironically, that day was the first time I ever drank a 40. Because somebody in the car was like, "You drinking a 40 today?" You know, it's funny. I saw you that day. You don't even remember. But So we had 40s. I got like cartoon drunk, like because I didn't. I mean, like just like You know, just I mean, I couldn't even, I was no good to anything. So I slept in the back of the car for like most of the day. It was like one of them nice days. People was having barbecues. Mm-hmm. Like, man, where's RC? He in the, like, it, I missed everything. It was like a Saturday, right? So, like, fast forward to that night, like, we got in trouble. We got a felony stop. We had to get out. We had to do the hand and the key, keys, or however you do it. And you had to.
We used to get stopped like that a lot with JT because he played a lot.
Yeah. You had to open the door, and then the person in the back, and then you had to back up towards the, like, with your hand. Then you had to get on your knees and lock your
we feet. Get it. Tell the motherfucking story.
We had to do all that shit. And I get woke up by this. So I don't know what's going on. There's, like, passenger in the back. I'm like, what? So they take it to the East Precinct, bro. Take it to the East Precinct. They're like, what happened? I was like, man, I was asleep. I really don't know. I mean, like, honestly, I was drunk. And I went to sleep. So they're interrogating me. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't even, okay, what happened? Maybe I heard, I don't know. Like, what? He was like, and I was like, bro, I don't know nothing. He was like, well, whose is this? And I was like, I don't know what that is, sir. He was like, you know what that is. You know what? I was like, never seen that before in my life. Whose is it? I was like, I don't even, what is it? Like, what, you know, he was like, you know, it's crack cocaine. I'm like, oh, wow, that's what it looks like. Yeah, I don't know. It's not mine. I don't know whose it is. Does it belong to who? I'm like, why? How? I don't know. Does it belong to who? I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to deal with you in a minute. I'm going to pin this on you. You're going to get this much time. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, because I'm, you know, I mean, I kind of know he's bullshitting, but I know, you know what I'm saying? So go back to the tank. I'm sitting in there with Jake, and they're throwing this heroin. Like, clearly he was a heroin addict. He was going through withdrawal.
Oh, dope sick
and
shit.
Yeah, he was dope sick and foaming at the mouth. And they brought him in there hogtied like a suitcase. You know what I'm saying? Just had, I mean, they, man, they just slammed him on the metal, and we're just sitting there like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, I'm going to get you. Yeah. You know, he's screaming at him and stuff, and he's just like, then, I kid you not, bro, this dude started dookieing. He started. He's laying on his stomach, and you can see, like, his pants going. And we were like, oh, no. He's like, yeah, no. And he's like, oh. I mean, it was terrible. We're just like, get us out of here.
That's fucking just, I've seen that.
And then, I mean, like, and, you know, they're trading off, like, interrogate. And we're just like, man, we're just like, I don't know. So they're like, okay, and then, well, we don't have anything on you, so you have to go. So we're walking down Madison. And he's like, where's my car? He's like, it's down there at such and such. So his car was impounded all the way down Madison. And, you know, when your car getting impounded, I mean, they starting at 300. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't get the next day at 6. You don't get the next day at 9. You know what I'm saying? So we go down there. And we get the car, and we just drive home. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, I think that happened maybe about 1 or 2 in the morning, and that was my first time.
My story was better than yours. It was. I'm falling asleep. No, man. Yeah, them was days, nigga. I don't know. Nothing.
Man.
Hey, did you take my record back?
And by the way, that shit was definitely mine. What?
Did you take my record back?
Your record? No. You can have it. It's over there somewhere. The side show, little side, you know, sideline kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't even know.
Sideline kind of thing. We're just practicing.
This man got to go to work. You know what I'm saying? I got a job, too.
I got to take a shit.
I just got off work. That's your business. So, till next time, kiddies.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Flashbacks.
Oh, God. Okay, next time. We got to do this again, man. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll do it again. On that note, we up out of here.
Play the outro.
Peas and carrots.
Yeah. Hey. Hella jail stories hey. In the building. Farting hey. On the couch when I'm spilling. Hey. Gotta wipe my booty though. I thought I was sharding. It was a piece of shit though. Sideways.
Just kidding. You should make people freestyle.
I'm working on that.
You should make niggas freestyle your intro every time they come on.